If this were any other year, Charles Sonny Mantoon would be sifting through the attic of his garage looking for Christmas decorations. But Toon doesn't have a garage anymore, and what's left of the attic is on the ground 20 feet away. Christmas memories that took years to collect were sucked out in seconds.
Everything's gone. It's just like a vacuum pulled through here. It demolished it all.
Now the Christmas stuff is gone.
All of it. What's not gone was to what war stuff fell on. It's just broken all to pieces.
Instead of putting up the tree and the ornaments, Toon and his son-in-law are pulling out nails from the plywood that once made up the roof. The November 10th winds that pulverized Toon's Carbon Hill neighborhood were from a powerful force often dismissed this time of year, a tornado. The storms killed 11 people statewide, 10 of whom lived within a 5 minutes drive of here. More than 50 were injured. Toon says the bad weather surprised him because of its timing.
I don't remember ever having a tornado like this, any kind of weather like this in November. Never. Do you?
Actually, weather forecasters say a tornado isn't so rare this time of year.
It is not as unusual as people might think. As a matter of fact, our worst tornadoes in Alabama for the last 3 years have come in the fall.
Not in the spring.
Brian Peters is warning coordination meteorologist for the Birmingham National Weather Service office.
We've had a few, no more than what I would call a handful of tornadoes in the spring over the last 3 years. But our falls have been horrendous.
He cites the December 2000 tornado in Tuscaloosa that killed 11, many of them in mobile homes. And in late November of last year when a tornado outbreak produced 36 twisters, a record number for one day in Alabama. Peters says it is a complex formula that makes a tornado. He says in the fall, more weather systems make it to Alabama as the sun moves farther south. Within those systems, thunderstorms develop. Within the storms, rotation can occur. And a tornado forms from that rotation. While more than two-thirds of tornadoes are weak, only a few, like the one on November 15th, 1989, are monsters.
Do you see that wall?
Yes, ma'am.
It had to be rebuilt. That thing went swirling around. There was
at about 4:30 in the afternoon, Elizabeth Bath of South Huntsville watched her elderly poodle named Coco go berserk over the bad weather outside.
He hated storms, and he was always so fearful. There must be going to be a real bad storm. So I thought, I've done everything for this dog but pray. So I started praying.
While Mrs. Bath prayed with Coco, the southern part of Huntsville was devastated by an F4 tornado with winds up to 260 miles an hour. After it was all over, Bath's house was damaged, her neighborhood almost wiped out, and 21 people were dead. Many of the deaths occurred in cars just a few blocks away. The storm developed so fast, it caught a lot of people driving home in rush hour traffic off guard. If the bad weather weren't enough, Bath and her neighbor, Sue Tidwell, whose house was also heavily damaged, remembered as vividly what happened after the storm.
The weather changed. The weather was just so changed so drastically. It gotten so warm and still the next day. Man, it was cold. We had snow. Remember, we had snow the next day.
The meteorologist, Brian Peters, says many severe weather days in the late fall start out very warm. On that day in 1989, highs were in the upper 70s. 2.5 weeks ago, the day of the tornadoes in North Alabama, Birmingham hit 82. In both cases, the temperature plunged shortly after. Forecasters hope the people who worry about cold and snow this time of year will remember what can happen before the temperatures drop. I'm Steve Chiatakis.